Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
And now, a Massachusetts political flap involving Senator Scott Brown, who's publicly distancing himself from a social media prank by one of his senior advisors. Veteran strategist Eric Fernstrom has revealed himself as the man behind a fake Twitter account called Crazy Casey. The account satirically pretends to speak for Brown challenger, Democratic U.S. Senate candidate Alan Casey. Senator Brown has said he was unaware of the account's existence and said it won't happen again. Joining us this morning to talk about this is Tufts University political science professor Jeff Berry. Good morning, Jeff, and thanks.
Good morning, Bob.
Jeff, tell us, what do you think? Put this into perspective for us. A controversy of interest to voters or a prank of interest to political diehards and political reporters?
I think as dirty tricks go, this is pretty small potatoes. One wonders why Fernstrom was going after Casey at all, since Casey is a decided underdog in the Democratic primary. In politics, when you have a candidate who's new, like Elizabeth Warren, you try to define her before she defines herself. And instead, he seemed to be going after someone whose campaign is in serious trouble.
Speculation on the motivation?
I don't know if it was something personal or it was a dry run to figure out some strategies that might work against Warren. It's unclear. It just doesn't make sense.
Fernstrom is a big force in Republican politics in Massachusetts. He's been a top advisor, continues to be a top advisor to both Scott Brown and to Mitt Romney. There's no likelihood he's going to be removed from their campaigns, do you think, is there?
I don't think so. Fernstrom made two mistakes. The first was to do this devious Twitter account. But the second was that when the story broke, he didn't apologize. He made fun of it and said, hey, everybody lighten up. But the goal in with a small scandal is to kill it as soon as possible and to limit it to one news cycle. But by not apologizing, the story continued. It broke Wednesday afternoon. We're still talking about it Friday morning. So that's why Brown had to step in yesterday and issue a forceful denunciation of the behavior. But notice the nuance, Bob. He didn't distance himself from Fernstrom, only from the behavior. He does not want to fire Fernstrom because Fernstrom's the guy that led him to his upset victory over Martha Coakley.
Any long-term fallout for the Brown reelection effort?
I don't think so. I think this is a small nick. The Democrats got good news coverage for a couple of days. But in the long run, what's going to happen is that both parties are going to try to nationalize this election and take it out of the Massachusetts politics context, out of the personal context. For the Democrats, they're going to run against the Tea Party and say, you know, if you reelect Scott Brown, you're going to help the Tea Party take over the Senate, which is up for grabs. And for the Republicans and Brown, they're going to focus on Obama's poor record on the economy and ask voters this question: are you happy with the Democrats' performance?
Jeff Berry, professor of political science at Tufts University, thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Jeff Berry is currently working on a book called The Outrage Industry, a study of cable TV, talk radio, and political blogs.